In Mexico yesterday, the so-called Three Amigos Summit ended with a note of unity from President Biden, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, and Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada. They discussed migration, the flow of illegal drugs, and trade tensions. Here's President Biden.
We're true partners, the three of us, working together with mutual respect and a genuine like for one another.
But beyond the liking, what was accomplished? From Mexico City, NPR international correspondent Eder Peralta joins us. Hi, Eder.
Hey, Scott.
There's a shift in tone in Mexico-U.S. relations, at least compared to the Trump administration. As far as meaningful progress, though, what did you see?
Not much. The most substantive thing that came out of this meeting is that all three countries agreed to appoint four representatives to a high-level task force on continental integration. And that is a mouthful, and it's super mushy. but it's essentially they're appointing a group of people who are tasked with looking for manufacturing opportunities in North America. So even the most substantive thing to come out doesn't sound very concrete.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, they are trying to align and form a manufacturing bloc, I gather. But there are also cries of protectionism. Isn't that right? Canada and Mexico say the U.S. Buy America rules discriminate against their suppliers, say, in the auto business. The U.S. and Canada say Mexico's energy sector is walled off, and Canada has these dairy subsidies. I mean, these problems don't seem to get solved in one meeting.
They don't, but they're working. They all seem to agree on one thing, right? Which is this word nearshoring, which is the production of everything from computer chips to electric vehicles here in North America. And the reason they seem to have come to this agreement is because this is coming at a time when global supply chains have been disrupted by the pandemic. And so they view this as a historic opportunity to end North America's dependence on China. And they also view it as a money-making venture. You know, what they explained is that if you manufacture things in Canada or Mexico or the United States, they will also be using parts that the United States, Canada, and Mexico produce, which is not what is happening right now with China. So they sort of view this as a win-win opportunity.
All right. And let me ask you about migration. Illegal crossings on the southern border of the U.S. are at record highs. The U.S. and Mexico set an agreement before the summit. Mexico would take more migrants sent from the U.S. And in return, Washington would encourage more migrants to stay home and apply to come to the U.S. from there. Was there any follow-up on this issue?
There wasn't. But what this summit did make clear is that the U.S. and Mexico are 100% on the same page when it comes to immigration. And that is significant. Remember that both President Biden and Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador came into office promising that they would find a humane solution to immigration. But what they've agreed on, which you explained, is pretty hard line on Cuban, Nicaraguan, Venezuelan, and Haitian migrants seeking asylum. You know, the U.S. has announced that they're going to expel anyone from those four countries if they come across the border illegally. And they're sending them to Mexico. Human rights organizations have called the policies cruel and inhumane and indistinguishable from some of the Trump-era policies. But both López Obrador and Biden have said that they agree on these policies. And one analyst I spoke to said that's because both countries have decided that the way they want to deal with immigration, with what is a historic migration in the Americas, is to deter. They want to send a message to immigrants that they're better off staying in their home countries instead of trying to make their way north.
Yeah. And 30 seconds left. Any messaging to the illegal drug trade?
I mean, they touched on it, right? They, you know, Biden made a very clear that he wants Mexico to deal with fentanyl. Mexico says they will, and they want the U.S. to stop guns from flowing this side of the border. Again, that's a tough subject for both countries.
Yeah. NPR's Eder Peralta in Mexico City. Thank you, as always.
Thank you, Scott.